Well, hi, Big Freddy. Hi.
Ready. Okay.
What are we doing? Is there a hootenanny?
Well, we're getting ready for Thursday.
Woo, I know that we are.
Yeah, Thursday is, you know, you got the big Lent coming to an end. This week you got the Good Friday every Friday is Good Friday.
It's true.
You've got the
a tip of tap message coming in.
Shitting in the woods.
Oh,
the dip is here now.
Speaking of
the Pope shitting in the woods.
Oh, now do you have your Easter bonnet ready?
I do have my Easter bonnet ready because, you know, I'll be at the Easter bonnet party. You know, it's the social gathering of the season up in Conway, South Kakalaki.
All things that sound terrible, but
no, it's going to be lovely. And I will, but you know, Thursday's the big day. Thursday is the big day.
Is that Monday, you know? Fatty? I don't know what that.
No, no. I'm sure the jar will be prepared to show you the pink moon.
Vader, Veder.
Oh, you big fat thing! You.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys? What's going
on,
guys?
You big fat thing, you.
Man! Oh! Clearly, somewhat special Chris is preparing for the pink moon.
Oh, he is in Mendocino, California. No, he's not. He's somewhere down there near the Walnut Hills. Actually, he's closer to the Ventura.
Wasn't that a Chevrolet? The Chevrolet Ventura
it
or
was.
Similar?
Or similar. Okay. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 3rd of April, 2023. And y'all, I've been on vacation, so I don't have anything to report week or year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I'm one of your hosts today, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
I gave you a second chance, and you got it wrong.
Second chance, wrong.
Can't be bothered. Too busy posting naked photos on the internets.
Thank God.
Joining me in the nip today is Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi,
Big Fatty. How are you?
I'm great.
Oh, well, it's been a big, big do ones for Big Fatty. I did
big
see him on.
Big
do
ones indeed.
Saw him on Friday, and
yep.
Ooh, y'all, it was like Christmas day there at the
it
villa.
It was. Y'all. But you have to admit, it looks nice.
Yeah. And so y'all, the jar and I were going. We were going to pick up his bridge run packet, and I said we must not do that right now. We must go to the villa and see the new door.
So, sure enough, that jalopy pulled right up.
Yeah, y'all. I wasn't driving because I wasn't getting anywhere near the bridge run mess in my car. So I made the jar drive, but y'all, we went and we were the first ones to open the villa door. Besides
Big
Friday.
Correct.
So y'all, you could just see right into the villa. So there's no more, does he have his pants on or doesn't he when you walk up?
Right.
Which is...
You just know, well, it's the roll of the dice.
Right. Exactly. Y'all, it's very white. It's very racist and white, the new door. But it's very lovely.
It has an Easter egg wreath on it right now.
Ooh, y'all, the nip has fallen asleep. Just completely.
No, he's feeling poorly.
Oh, good. Maybe he... Please cough on a fat person.
Just, no.
Yeah. Oh, you get those guts rearranged one too many times, and you just feel like garbage. Yeah. Y'all...
Not contagious.
Right, right. That is something that you probably wish were contagious. But
however, it has affected his ability to speak. So it's, you know.
Oh, well, I need to. I'm going to have to thank this. If you will, it's the NIPS theory on MRGC.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. If the NIP doesn't know what that means, because everyone listening does, it's the most regular gentleman caller.
Right.
Yeah. So the NIP has a MRGC now. And yeah.
Right.
It was a busy week. It was a busy week.
But you were off this week.
I was. And by busy week, I mean I wasn't busy. Y'all, I cleaned,
right.
though. I cleaned and cleaned and cleaned. But only the first
floor. Because you had soiled the place?
I have soiled most of this place. Okay. Yeah, but...
Because, you know, you can't blame it on the kitties anymore.
Right, right. Y'all, I still must have thrown out 10 gallons of cat hair. From the vacuum cleaner. Y'all, it just comes from everywhere. I don't know where it is, but I just keep whacking it and it just keeps appearing. Y'all, I pulled the refrigerator out. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know. I am certain it has not been very long since I did that, but good Lord.
Whew. Now, have you vacuumed the inside of the refrigerator? You know, the Faye driver does that.
No, I did wipe it down some because it had all sorts of leaky condiments and whatnot.
Has to be vacuumed.
You have to clean that condenser often or it'll freeze up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all of a sudden he can speak now.
Right, right. Well, refrigerator maintenance is the NIP's specialty.
Well, that he does, I don't know if you know this or not, but he is in the business. So.
Right, right. He's in some sort of maintenance business, but y'all...
Oh, yeah.
Got a tip a tap from Berg Friday Wednesday night, I believe it was, and said, there's a package here for you. So y'all,
I
got in the jalopy and headed right on over to the villa.
Right.
And y'all, what I received was nothing short of absolutely shocking.
Diabetes.
I don't know that this is actually going into any audio anywhere in the podcast. I think it's just for us. I think I forgot to add that.
So they can't hear this?
I'll dub it in. Y'all.
Put it in post.
I will. I'll dub it in post. Y'all, it was a 2.7 pound bag of Reese's Pieces. Oops.
Oh. He was making love to the, which is why that music was playing. He was making love to the 2.7 pound bag.
Y'all, and there's even some left, you know, 5 days later. Yeah, I know. So a big thank you to Daddy Ron.
The jar must not have had any then.
The jar hasn't been here since those arrived.
So you've eaten the entire 2.7?
No, there's at least half the bag left. And that's been, what, 5 days? So I think for a fat person, that's pretty good. But y'all...
I would say so.
Yeah.
And E.T. hadn't been there, has he?
No, y'all, I love Reese's Pieces. And Daddy Ron picked up on that. He also sent some Reese's Pieces brownie brittle.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear Lord. Okay. I'm going to call in Nurse Ratchet before this is over.
Right.
But y'all, Daddy Ron was so generous and so kind and so thoughtful, sent over the big bag of deliciousness. So, and I immediately said to Big Fatty, well, I can't share these with the jar because he'll just eat it. Y'all, the jar has that metabolism of someone, in their early 20s.
He's 23.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And just will sit. And if it's there, he'll eat it. And that's not a bad thing because we all did it when we were in our early 20s. But
it's kind of like the nip and wine. If it's there, he'll drink it.
Well, the nip and I share that. So anyway. Y'all, we left the villa and we went to the North Charleston Convention Center.
All right, before you get to that part, tell us how the Reese's Pieces brownie brittle was.
Well, so we left the Fat Villa and we went to the North Charleston Convention Center.
Okay, great.
Y'all, it was very dry. It was very, it was kind of like a Triscuit with the Reese's Pieces on it. So may not recommend that. It is still here. I was so excited to try it. I thought it was going to be, anyway, it's very chocolate, but it's very crunchy. So
a glass of milk with it, maybe.
Actually, that would probably make it better. I don't have any milk cause you know, I don't keep that in the house, but yeah. So, y'all, it was, but it was still very generous of Daddy Ron to
absolutely
to do that. Y'all,
and you got to sample the animal crackers dipped in the Reese's peanut butter and chocolate.
Also, the Reese's cup.
Did you just shit yourself? Okay.
Also, the Reese's cup topped with marshmallows.
Yes.
Y'all, that it is so weird that I think I like it.
I like it too.
But it is, you don't expect that marshmallowy taste with peanut butter and chocolate. It was just.
The Nip didn't really care for him. He only had five on Friday night.
Oh, well, that's.
You know why? Because they were sitting there.
Right, right.
I was trying to help my throat.
Oh, didn't work.
Y'all. But so after the villa, the Jar and I went over to the Coliseum area. Now, the big run was this weekend, the Kuba River Bridge run, and 38,500 participants. And I knew what it was all about. I have participated in that before. I did not run; I walked.
So and
I wanted nothing to do with it, but the Jar and I went to the lunch. We had a little salad for the lunch. I had a salad.
Of course.
Excuse me. And
he wasn't carb loading.
No, not at that point. And then we went over to the, to pick up the stuff. Y'all, there was very, I don't know who runs these sorts of things. And the Jar kept saying, oh, it's for a good cause. And I said, what cause is that? I was like, it's not a non, I mean, he wasn't really, he did. I was like, this is not a nonprofit. If it is, I'd like to know where the money goes. But, absolute pandemonium at the packet pickup. I mean, absolute. I was ready to murder someone within 45 seconds of getting approaching what we now call the convention center, which used to be the Performing Arts Center. But now it's the convention center. Y'all, I was I guess it is a convention center. It was an expo hall. But anyway, y'all, it was a shit show. Absolute shit show. But we got everything, and we walked around a little bit. And y'all, they were giving out popsicles and waters and all that. Could not get out of there fast enough. So
how about poop bags?
I didn't see any of those. There's a lot of shoes
by the way,
sold.
I was sent a story from DJ Ron, who lives down in the St. Petersburg.
Right.
And evidently some lady shit her pants in the middle of a run, but she just left it in there until she finished.
Oh, I think that's why
I was asking about the poop bags.
Yeah, I don't think there's still quite enough need for those, but y'all, I do have some breaking news.
Breaking news.
The Jar did not win the Cooper River Bridge run.
I was going to say, the newspaper listed the top 500 men and women, and I did not see his name there.
Right, right. He was 501. He was 501. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, the Jar did not win, but or place in the top 500. To my knowledge, he just told me he didn't win. I didn't ask any more details. But
did he get picked up by the sweeper bus?
He did not. He did not. Oh. But y'all, all I know is on Saturday I texted him because I just wanted to check in because, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is this before the race or after?
Oh, after. I was still very much asleep before the race.
Okay.
But texted him. I was like, hey, just wanted to see how things went. Make sure you're okay. You don't, because there was talk of me giving him a ride and then that didn't happen. And so, y'all, I text him at 1 o'clock and I'm thinking
PM in the afternoon.
Yeah, PM in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. He didn't reply. Mm. Didn't reply. And you know, I'm not gonna pester, but
no,
that is not my way. But y'all, by 4 o'clock I was a little concerned about him. And so but about 6:30, I think it was, I got the text, I just woke up. So y'all, it just exhausticated him.
He just had to put his feet up. It's just like pumping.
Right, right. It's very similar to pumping.
Very similar.
Y'all, he had to put his feet up, but he...
Speaking of shitting their pants.
Oh. But y'all, anyway, yeah, but the Jar did not win, and y'all, he's still recovering. I'm going to see him, and as we record this, I'm going to see him shortly, but he's still recovering.
Did he get a medal?
I don't know.
I think everybody got a participation, or maybe it was a ribbon or something.
Speaking of.
Oh,
right, everybody. It's the final week, y'all. Well, it's the final time we're going to read an entry into the Win One of Mr. Vader's Medals or Trophies contest.
Y'all, I didn't know this was the final week.
Yeah, I believe April 1st was the deadline.
Okay.
For entries. We keep forgetting to mention that. So we're not going to draw the winner today, okay?
Oh.
But we do have one more to read. So, y'all, what we ask you to do is call in or write in with your update or your story about any medals or trophies you won when you were younger. And where are they now? Tell us about your experiences, that sort of thing. And so this week, we did have another entry. Oops, as I click on the wrong thing. Y'all, this week, and of course, there's no surprise. It came in at the last minute. But it is from Scotty, the little Aussie battler.
Of course.
And Scotty says, "Dear Larry and Fatty, I only ever got one medal. It was actually more of a flag than a medal. Flagging.
Well, you know, that's how they do it in the future.
Right. It was for my 1 year playing soccer for the Samford Rangers when I was 9 or 10. Okay. Mm. Of course, I still have it. I treasure it as my only award in life." Scotty, that doesn't sound so good. And Scotty says, "Unlike the USA, Aussie kids don't get medals and prizes for showing up. The top couple of kids get something, and the rest go home crying. It helps make us tough." Signed, Scotty.
That 1 year, he did not go home crying.
Right, right. So, okay. Scotty, you are officially entered into the big contest. And, y'all, there are going to be a couple of winners in the contest. But I don't know how many because I have to go to Hatville to get the medals and trophies to see exactly what it is. But that's on the radar for a very short term. So,
is that going to be next Sunday? Because, you know, that's when old Peter Cottontail comes.
I know. Probably not next Sunday. Y'all, it's Easter next week. Do you have big Easter plans other than Big Fatty?
Big ham weekend.
It is a big ham weekend. So.
Okay, I can't hear you. Now I hear that.
Well, we've got some breaking.
I don't hear your microphone, though. Disney's Animal Kingdom?
Yeah, that DAC. Y'all, sorry about that. I don't know what happened. I had to just tap the box. It might be time to upgrade her. Y'all, she's not.
Maybe you got some old equipment.
No, it's not old, and it's not inexpensive, but it's always been unhappy.
He was talking about your junk.
Oh, it's old. Trust me. Y'all, breaking
news. Not as old as his.
Right. Well, that goes without saying.
Breaking news.
Charleston Pride has changed dates again.
Oh, my gosh.
Y'all, they cannot get it together.
Mm.
So, this morning or yesterday, they posted on the Insta. Jar sent it to me because he knows I refuse to follow them. Y'all, they've changed the dates to June 3rd for the Charleston Pride. Y'all, it's while we're at the good days.
At the good days.
Yeah. It was accidentally scheduled for the next weekend, which is the anniversarium of the shooting at the Mother Emanuel, and someone thought that would be insensitive, and so they've changed it. But also, it was on top of, because they'd moved it from its original date, and so it was already conflicting with the Big Circle Pride. So now they've said, "Oh well, it's going to be separate. It's going to be great, and blah 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 blah." So
you tap it again.
Y'all, there, absolutely, it's all gone to hell.
Nope. Poor Vader.
So this is not the mix. We're recording again, y'all. I've jiggled the button, and it seems to be working again. And it's very.
By the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, but 95% of problems can be resolved with a restart.
Yeah, I think this is more of a just made in China.
It's
maybe you could get the jar to jiggle the button.
The jar is not here. The jar is not here.
Okay, you're very low.
Okay, well, the jar is not here.
Now you're very low.
And I don't know what's happening. No.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening.
You know, how could a podcast have such terrible audio?
Well, luckily, I've got the expert here with me. All right. Well, so anyway, the Charleston Pride is ruined, and the jar and I will not be there because we'll be at the Gadettes.
you'll still be going to the big circle pride.
I mean, I guess, as far as I know, y'all, there's a chance that we will be actually be in the San Francisco's that weekend.
Oh, so, look at you.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's a chance the jar will be there. And
okay.
There's like, you know, 50-50 chance the jar will be there, which means there's a 25% chance of that. If he's there, that I'll be there. Y'all, airfare is just ridiculous right now. Anyway, we'll see. But we may miss all of the prides here. In town.
Crooked Hat wants to be a travel agent, so.
Oh, is that so?
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone. It's that game where Big Fatty tells the Nip and I the name of someone born on this day, and we, of course, tell you the hard part, if they're dead or alive, and then the easy part, how do you know this person? Who are they?
Right. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Washington Irving.
Washington Irving is dead.
Okay. And we would know him from?
He was a botanist, shall we say.
Botanist.
Mm-hmm. Also,
Washington Irving was an author. He wrote The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Never heard of it.
He's real proud of himself.
All right.
Next up is Henry Luce. L-U-C-E.
Henry Luce is dead, as far as I know.
Okay. And we would know him from?
Super easy one again. I appreciate it. Henry Luce, spelled
L-U-C-E.
L-U-C-E is, you're mispronouncing it. So.
Oh.
Yeah, he's French. And, or he was. He's dead as a doornail. But y'all, Henry Luce, I can't say it really because I'm not French. But Henry Luce was the, what is he? Animator. That's the name of the word I'm looking for. Y'all, I could not get it out. But that's who, of course, Harold Schultz named Lucy after in The Peanuts. Yeah.
Okay, well, Henry Luce, who was born in China, was an American magazine publisher of Time, Fortune, and Life, and he donated land for the Mepkin Abbey, where he and his wife are buried.
Oh.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Nip was there this morning at the Mepkin Abbey, I'm sure.
So. Okay, easy one, Doris Day.
Doris dead. Day, dead, for sure. She was
And we would know her from?
Being famous. She was an actress. I think she even sang a little bit at one point.
But how would we really know her? What we really know her from?
What movie? Is that what you're asking?
Did the wind blow up her skirt?
No.
That was Marilyn Monroe.
we know her from a visit to Busch Gardens, where she was assisted into the log flume ride.
Of course. I don't remember who it was, though, that assisted her.
I don't really remember either. But anyway, it's one of the highlights of her life. Have we got time for just a couple more?
We sure do.
All right. Well, Jenny Garth.
Jenny Garth, you would have known she is alive as far as I know.
Alive.
She's an actress, and she's probably the Nip's neighbor when he was out there in the California. But she
we
was
would
on,
know her from
The Beverly Hills 90210.
You are absolutely correct.
Yes, I know who Jenny Garth, and she was on MTV too for a while, I believe.
Okay. All right. The Nip will probably get this one. Ray Combs.
Oh.
Dead.
As a doornail, bang.
He was a game show announcer.
He is indeed dead of the Family Feud from 88 to 94. Precursor to a good one.
Yeah.
So all right. Okay. Tony Orlando.
Is this the way to Amarillo? Cha-cha-cha.
Yellow ribbon around an oak tree.
Yeah. Also that. Yeah, he's a musician. And is he dead or alive? I think he's alive.
I don't know.
I think he's really old, but
yeah, I'll say alive.
Tony Orlando is indeed alive, and he was born in 1944.
Wow.
So about the old gal's age.
Right, right. Actually, would be the oldest one in the room, which is shocking right now, should he be at the villa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
Oh. Well, mentally, no, you're definitely still the oldest. Don't worry.
Okay. But, and this is not a birthday. Well, it is a birthday, but it's just a day of note.
Oh.
That today was the first day that Petunia Pig appeared in the Looney Tunes Merry Melodies series in the episode entitled Porky's Romance.
Oh,
that that kind of ties it all up with the Doris Day. The Doris Day log flume story and Porky's Romance. One in the same.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree that was a terribly terribly fun or interesting time. In the Los Angeles area history, especially at was it Knott's Berry Farms?
No, it
Six
was
Flags or whatever.
No, it was not. It was Busch Gardens.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, Lord. Oh, y'all, the nip has turned into Big Fatty. That's what happens when you hang out long enough. He's going to start clearing his throat every few seconds. So
what you got going on this coming week?
Well, I got to go back to the coal mine. So yeah, that part's not so good. I could have dealt with another week off, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to go back to the coal mine.
Asking me for money?
I am not. I mean, if you want to give me some money, I'm happy to take it. But no,
y'all keep asking for it.
Oh, I am going to go back to the coal mines, and I am going to do my job, kind of. And, yeah, that's about it. Y'all, the Jar and I were talking about going somewhere next weekend. I don't know if that will happen.
We'll take him up to Hatville.
Oh, that's perfect. Happy mm-hmm. Easter. Mm-hmm. He is risen. Yeah. Right. No, and I don't know exactly what the plan is. It's really not a very exciting week. I'm going to listen to more of the BFO again. So, when you get things wrong, I had some concerns for the fat one when I saw him on Friday, cause he had just gotten things just wrong on the BFO.
He told me I didn't know what a catfish was.
Well, you proved that you did, but that's not what you said on the little show.
Well, it doesn't matter what I say on the little show. It's what I think.
Right. Well, sometimes when you don't say it, it doesn't work so well. But yeah.
Well, so, you know what I meant.
Right. Well, I didn't actually. But y'all, it is fun to watch the old people try to use the internets and the modern technologies.
Yes.
And sad, but also fun. By the way, I have found a show on the Disney Plus. On the Disney Plus that's quite good. It is 13 or 11 years old. Didn't realize it was. It's called The Finder, and y'all, it's clever. It's clever. I'm assuming it was on the ABC network.
Mm.
But y'all, it's only one season, but highly recommend. Highly recommend
The Finder.
The Finder.
Is it anything like The Mole?
I don't know. I never watched that. But
you should watch that. That was a good show. Oh,
yeah. Y'all, it's a hot man and his friends, and his thing is he finds things that are lost or that people are looking for, it's quite good, and it's 45 minutes an episode, so it'll entertain you for a while.
Oh, I kind of like this music.
Yeah, let's just.
Just let it play out, because, you know, really, after Doris Day and Porky's Romance, there's really nothing more anyone could possibly say, do you think?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, that kind of makes me want to go and find an old lady and eat French fries with her.
Oh, that would be sweet. In fact, it would probably be the highlight of said old lady's life.
You know, she'd probably just stop coming back.
Right. And if not the old lady's life, it'd at least be someone's highlight.
Ooh.
They could go on cruises. Anyway.
Porky's romance.